Okay, let's unpack this. There's been a lot of buzz, hasn't there? OpenAI just announced GPT-5, codename Lobster.
Right.
And they're positioning it as, well, a seismic shift, not just another update.
No, definitely not.
Oh,
especially
no.
For anyone in coding or engineering.
Exactly. They're calling it a revolutionary leap. So our mission today really is to get past the hype.
Yeah, cut through the noise.
And figure out what really makes this Lobster thing tick. Is it actually a game changer for developers? What does it mean for how software gets made?
I think what's really striking about Lobster is that it feels like a fundamental reimagining of AI in the coding space.
Reimagining how?
It's not just, you know, spitting out snippets of code anymore.
Yeah.
It seems designed to engage with the whole development lifecycle, much more deeply integrated.
Okay.
So this deep dive, yeah, we're going to try and distill what's truly revolutionary about it and what those big implications might be.
All right, let's get right to it then. For our audience, many of whom already use AI coding tools, what's the main difference here? What sets Lobster apart from, say, even the latest Claude or other assistants?
I'd say it boils down to maybe two key things. It's precision and its whole approach to understanding context.
Okay, precision and context.
Yeah. So while other models can generate code that works, Lobster seems really engineered for, like, technical excellence, outperforming others in accuracy, efficiency, adherence to, you know, best practices.
And the standout feature.
That would be what they're calling remarkable one-shot coding abilities.
One-shot coding. What does that mean in practice?
It means you don't necessarily need detailed specs. You can give it minimal sort of high-level requirements, maybe just an idea or a bit of pseudocode.
And it builds something complex from that.
That's the claim. Comprehensive, potentially production-ready solutions. And it apparently does this by having a much, much deeper context window or understanding.
Deeper how? Beyond the current file?
Way beyond. It seems it can analyze an entire code base, pick up on architectural patterns, and even sort of infer the developer's intent.
Infer intent. It sounds almost intuitive.
Exactly. Allowing it to handle really complex programming situations with, well, almost human-like reasoning. That's the pitch anyway.
That is a bold claim. One shot. Human-like reasoning. Can you give us some solid examples? What does this actually do for developer day-to-day? What are the killer features?
Sure. Okay, one big area is advanced code refactoring and optimization.
Ah, dealing with old code.
Right. Imagine you feed Lobster a big chunk of legacy code.
Yeah.
It doesn't just suggest, like, minor fixes. It analyzes the whole structure.
The architecture itself.
Yeah, identifies those deep-rooted problems, inefficiencies, technical debt, and then proposes strategies to improve performance, maintainability.
So more than just cleanup.
Oh, yeah. It might suggest significant structural changes, optimizing for speed or memory usage, or even just making it easier to read and maintain. This could save, I mean, countless hours of manual work.
That sounds incredibly useful, tackling one of the really tedious parts of the job.
Precisely. And then there's intelligent dependency management.
Oh, dependency hell. Everyone knows that one.
Right. The nightmare of version conflicts, security issues, just bloat. Lobster apparently tackles this directly.
How so?
It automatically spots conflicts, suggests the best versions to use, and crucially, might even suggest architectural changes to cut down on dependencies altogether.
So it understands the relationships between all those packages.
It seems so. Grasping those intricate connections that, let's be honest, human developers can easily miss or mess up.
So it's not just fixing the immediate fire, but thinking longer term about the system's health.
Exactly right. And the third big one is rapid application development.
Okay, what does that entail?
This goes beyond just writing a function or a class. With pretty minimal input, Lobster can apparently generate whole functional applications.
Like what kind of applications? No.
Things like maybe interactive web animations or even complex scientific simulations. The key is it's supposedly understanding your intent for the final thing.
Intent again.
Yeah. Creating cohesive, well-put-together apps that would normally need a lot of planning and dev time. It's almost like having a super-powered junior dev team ready to prototype your ideas instantly.
The scope of that is, well, it's pretty impressive. Does this intelligence stop at traditional coding, or does it bleed into broader engineering problems too?
It definitely seems to go further. The capabilities apparently extend far beyond just writing code.
Such as?
We're hearing about its use in solving actual, like, real-world engineering challenges. Things like optimizing control systems for robotics or designing complex data analysis pipelines for high throughput.
So it's thinking like an engineer, not just a coder.
That's the idea. Its holistic reasoning lets it juggle multiple factors, constraints, broaching problems from a design perspective.
That's fascinating. What about creativity? Can it help with the design side, the conceptual stuff, not just banging out code?
It does seem to show remarkable creativity in application development.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's stress testing it in realistic scenarios.
Exactly. Not just isolated unit tests, but complex, messy, real-world type problems. And they collect super detailed performance data, plus feedback from early partners.
To constantly fine-tune it.
Right. Refining and optimizing it rapidly. The goal is to make sure it's genuinely robust before it hits general availability.
Okay. That testing sounds thorough. Which leads to the next big question for a lot of people listening. Accessibility. How are they planning to roll this out? Is this going to be some exclusive, expensive tool?
Well, this is actually pretty interesting. Their strategy seems geared towards making it widely available. They're using a flexible tiered system.
Tiered how?
So there'll be a free tier.
Yeah.
Basic capabilities, open to everyone, really democratizing it, letting people experiment.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Then a premium tier for, you know, professional developers. More power, advanced features, probably priority access.
Makes sense.
And finally, an enterprise tier for large organizations, custom integrations, dedicated support, the whole package.
So a structure to fit different needs.
Yeah, and it feels like a significant move to break down those barriers that sometimes limit who can use the most powerful AI tools, trying to get it into more hands, from students and hobbyists right up to major corporations.
Right. So assuming Lobster delivers on even half of these promises, what's the fallout? What does this mean for the software development industry? And maybe, you know, the bigger picture of AI?
I think it points towards a pretty fundamental shift in how software gets built.
A transformation.
Yeah. A lot of the routine coding, the stuff that takes up a lot of dev time now, will likely become automated.
Freeing up developers for other things.
Exactly. Letting human talent focus more on the high-level stuff. Architecture, creative problem solving, strategic planning, understanding the business needs.
Are there numbers on this? Any benchmarks for productivity?
There are some early benchmarks floating around suggesting, productivity gains of potentially several 100% for certain tasks.
Several 100%. That's huge. What kind of tasks are we talking about?
Usually specific, well-defined things in controlled tests, like generating boilerplate code, refactoring modules, maybe language translation.
So there are caveats.
Of course. While the speed of code generation might be massive, you still absolutely need human oversight for the big decisions, the nuanced logic, the creative leaps. It's about amplifying developers, making them faster and more effective.
Okay, amplification, not replacement. We'll come back to that. But this idea of its capability, does Lobster get us a real glimpse into artificial general intelligence, AGI? How close are we?
Tempting to see it that way, isn't it? I mean, connecting it to the bigger picture, Lobster definitely feels like a compelling peek into what future AGI might look like.
Why do you say that?
Its ability to reason across different areas, understand context so deeply, generate creative solutions, that feels like more than just pattern matching. It suggests a real step up in AI's cognitive abilities.
But not full AGI yet.
Oh, no. Full AGI, consciousness, human-level general smarts. That's still way off, most likely. But Lobster's way of tackling complex multi-part problems, that's definitely pushing in that direction. And the impact won't just be software, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think science, engineering design.
Right. Which brings us to the elephant in the room. Let's be direct. Will Lobster replace human developers? That's the fear, isn't it?
It is the fear. But honestly, no. That doesn't seem to be the design or the likely outcome.
Why not?
It's really built as an augmentation tool, a powerful partner. It handles the grunt work, the implementation details, the routine stuff.
Allowing developers to focus higher up.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Focus on the creative problem solving, the architectural vision, understanding the user needs, making the strategic calls. It's a tool to boost human potential, not make it obsolete.
So empowering developers to tackle bigger challenges faster.
Exactly.
Mm.
Think of it as letting developers focus on the what and the why, while Lobster takes care of a lot more of the how.
That's a really important way to frame it. Can you maybe paint a picture of where this hits hardest? Specific use cases, who benefits most?
Sure. I think for startups, this could be huge.
How so?
It basically gives them access to enterprise-grade coding power without needing a massive, expensive engineering team. It could really level the playing field.
Interesting. What else?
Education. Imagine students having access to this kind of advanced coding help. It could help them grasp best practices, understand complex ideas through instant feedback and implementation, bridging that theory practice gap.
Yeah, I can see that.
And definitely research and development, Teams could rapidly prototype ideas, test hypotheses super fast, implement complex algorithms without getting bogged down in all the coding minutia.
So accelerating innovation across the board.
That's the potential, yes.
Okay, let's get practical for a second. Listeners might be wondering, what languages does it speak? How does it plug into my workflow? And crucially, what about code quality and security? Can I trust it?
Good questions. Okay, language support is expected to be broad. All the major ones, certainly Python, JavaScript, Java, C++, likely many others.
And integration.
Designed for seamless integration. Think robust APIs, plugins for popular IDEs. It should fit right into existing developer tool chains.
Quality and security.
Well, it's built with an understanding of best practices and security principles baked in. The aim is high-quality, secure code. But
there's always a but.
Human review is still going to be critical, especially for important applications. You need to ensure it fits the exact project needs, check for edge cases, potential vulnerabilities AI might miss.
Makes sense. And is it suitable for big enterprise projects?
Absolutely. That dedicated enterprise tier is specifically for that, offering features tailored for large-scale deployment, security compliance, that sort of thing.
All right. And the million-dollar question, when? When can developers actually get their hands on this?
Huh, yeah. OpenAI hasn't given a firm release date yet. It's still being put through its paces on that LM Arena platform we talked about.
So lots of testing still.
Extensive testing. But general availability is expected in the near future. That's the official line. We might see beta access for some developers even sooner. It feels like it's definitely on the horizon.
Okay, so there you have it. OpenAI's GPT-5 Lobster. It certainly sounds like it could be a monumental shift, a tool poised to really transform how we tackle technical problems, how we innovate. It could change what it even means to be a developer.
It really could. And it leaves us with a big thought, doesn't it? If AI, like Lobster, is going to handle more and more of the how, the implementation details, what does that mean for the humans in the loop? What becomes the premium skill?
You mean what's the evolving role of human creativity, critical thinking, strategy.
Exactly. How do we leverage these tools to push the boundaries of innovation even further? It's something to really think about.
Definitely food for thought. So for everyone listening, what stands out to you about this deep dive into Lobster? Keep asking questions. Keep exploring. These AI capabilities are evolving incredibly fast.